This morning on WCHL.
We're back! Moral Mondays are back!
Protests returned to Raleigh and started loud but ended in silence. Orange County has named its new manager in the middle of budget talks, and advocates for affordable housing are speaking up in Chapel Hill.
We can't help but feel its insignificance in meeting the needs of this community.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports this morning, UNC Baseball finally gets to take on North Carolina State, and it's in the play-in round of the ACC tournament coming up today on WCHL. Plus, the UNC women's tennis team took down the defending national champion. Now it's time to fight for its own title, the first in program history. And
win or lose, Tar Heel tennis is back on top.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
49 degrees in Chapel Hill, 707 at WCHL, the beginning of a really nice day. Partly sunny today. High temperature today in the upper 70s, just a little bit warmer than yesterday. Otherwise, about the same. Around 1,500 protesters assembled on Bicentennial Mall last night as the Moral Monday movement returned to the capital city for the short session of the North Carolina General Assembly. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there and filed this report.
We're back! Moral Mondays are back!
Moral Mondays may be back, but protesters face new rules of conduct imposed by a long-dormant committee of the General Assembly. Signs held on sticks are now prohibited, as well as singing, clapping, shouting, or playing musical instruments. Last night, protesters seemed aware of the new restrictions. Most of them showed up with smaller handheld signs. Meanwhile, a few Republicans took advantage of the relatively quiet half hour before the rally to mount a very small public opposition. Dallas Woodhouse, the former director of the North Carolina chapter of Americans for Prosperity, is now the president of Carolina Rising, his new conservative advocacy group. He and House Republican Speaker Pro Tempore Paul Skipstam spoke to a few assembled journalists in front of the legislative building. Here's Woodhouse explaining how, in his view, cutting the number of weeks for unemployment benefits in North Carolina to a national low is, quote, compassionate.
What we now know is when people take a job, whatever job it is, it keeps them from becoming part of the long-term unemployed.
When it was Stam's turn to speak, he was competing unsuccessfully with funky beats coming through a much louder set of PA speakers across the street. After a few opening rallying cries were shouted from the podium to a cheering crowd on Bicentennial Mall, the Moral Monday rally got underway with some musical comedy from the Raging Grannies. In song, they mocked a vague new assembly rule that gives police and staff at the legislative building leeway to eject protesters who may pose, quote, an imminent threat. Here's a sample.
You cut the funding for our public schools, suppress our votes, but we're no fools. The federal courts will stop you yet. So which of us is the imminent threat?
Then things got serious. Dr. Charles Vanderhorst is Associate Chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the UNC Department of Medicine. He decried the 2013 decision by Governor Pat McCrory and the majority in the General Assembly to reject federal dollars for expansion of Medicaid.
This left 500,000 working, tax-paying North Carolinians whose income falls below the federal poverty level without health insurance. There have been now 3 published studies showing that an estimated 1 to 2,000 North Carolinians will die each year because they lack health insurance.
Durham Public Schools teacher Holly Jordan is one of more than 900 protesters that were arrested at the General Assembly last summer. She began her remarks Monday by telling the crowd she had some good news. The protests seem to have spurred the recent plan to increase teacher pay statewide. Then she said, there's the bad news.
McCrory plans to fund that teacher pay raise by plundering $49 million from the UNC system and $122 million from Health and Human Services. Solution.
Reverend William Barber, the leader of the Moral Monday movement, assured the crowd that the NAACP will go to court to challenge the new protest rules. Since there will be no Moral Monday protest on Memorial Day next week, he urged those in attendance to show up next Tuesday at 9 a.m. to visit legislators in their offices. Rather than defying the controversial new assembly rules by making more noise, Barber opted to defy them instead with silence, enhanced by a striking visual.
We're going to do it in the NAACP what we call direct action. We want everybody to get a piece of tape in a moment and put it across your mouth so we can show the nation what extremism looks like. We're not complying with that law. We're exposing how crazy it is.
Carrboro Alderperson Damon Siles and former candidate for Orange County Board of Commissioners Mark Markopoulos were spotted in the crowd, both wearing tape over their mouths. Alderperson Sammy Slade was there too, but I-40 traffic caused him to show up late. Instead of filing into the legislative building silently with hundreds of others, Slade stood to the side and watched. He talked to WCHL about the Energy Modernization Act, a pro-fracking bill introduced Thursday in the General Assembly.
Already, they're undermining further a municipality's ability to have any kind of local autonomy. There's a committee that is seeking to ban municipalities' ability to regulate trees in towns and also runoff into water. Environmental issues are being undermined. So, yeah, it's already panning out to be a controversial short session.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So Moral Mondays are back, and WCHL will continue to follow that movement just as we did last year. Bonnie Hammersley is your new Orange County manager. The selection was announced Monday afternoon. Her first day on the job is the 25th of June. The Board of County Commissioners will officially vote on the hire at a public hearing on Thursday. Hammersley will be available for a meet and greet, which is open to the public on Friday, at the Link Government Services Center on Cameron Street in Hillsboro. Hammersley has served in county government for 26 years. Most recently as county administrator for Muskegon County, Michigan. She was first woman to fill that role beginning in 2009. More than 50 applicants from 50 states showed their interest in the job. The county manager is responsible for the day-to-day operations of the county's government. She will report directly to the Board of County Commissioners. Michael Talbert is currently serving as interim county manager. He will retire June 30th. Next hour, we'll speak with Orange County Board of Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs about Hammersley and about this new hire. County commissioners will get their first look at next year's spending plan when the board meets tonight. The county manager will present the recommended budget for fiscal year 2014-15. The budget calls for spending $8.5 million out of Orange County's reserve fund to avoid a property tax rate increase. The $195 million plan is 4.2% higher than last year's approved budget, with 49% of the county's general fund going to the two school systems. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Advocates and some elected officials say Chapel Hill needs to spend more on affordable housing next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Nearly a dozen housing advocates turned out to last night's public hearing to ask the Chapel Hill Town Council to designate one penny of the current tax rate to support affordable housing. Susan Levy is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity, Orange County.
When those of us who provide and advocate for affordable housing consider the quarter cent on the tax rate that the manager's budget proposes, we can't help but feel its insignificance in meeting the needs of this community. Currently, the town spends less than 1% of its budget to fund affordable housing programs, including running the public housing program. Surely it's time to increase that commitment.
The manager's recommended budget already includes a quarter cent for housing initiatives, which will generate an estimated $188,000. But supporters of the penny plan say that's not enough, and many on the council agree. To get the total dollar amount closer to the goal of $755,000, Councilmember Donna Bell suggested diverting an additional $400,000 initially set aside for paying down the town's post-employment health care liability.
I do not think this is a long-range plan or a sustainable plan currently, but I would like to use those funds in addition to the quarter cent that we currently have budgeted. That would bring us up to about 80% of what we originally wanted. I think that I would feel good about that level of commitment from the council as far as affordable housing this year.
The council will consider the budget proposal in detail at work sessions scheduled for June 2nd and June 4th. Next year's budget will likely be formally adopted June 9th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
A pay increase for some of the lower-paid employees of the town of Carrboro is up for public discussion tonight. Town Manager David Andrews presented the $29.5 million town budget for 2014-2015 at the Board of Aldermen meeting last week, and the public will have an opportunity to offer comments at tonight's meeting at Town Hall. The plan calls for a 2% cost-of-living wage increase for town workers, as well as an incentive bonus for some of the lowest-paid workers based on performance reviews. The town also recommends creating two more full-time positions, one in the manager's office to work on affordable housing and the other in the police and fire departments where two part-time positions would be expanded. The budget calls for the property tax to remain at 59 cents and cites a growth in sales tax revenue. The meeting will take place tonight at 7:30. Town Hall is located at 301 West Main Street in Carrboro. You can read the proposed budget at WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic this morning is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40. Seeing some delays this morning. Nothing major, just minor to moderate delays. NC-54 heading eastbound between 15501 and I-40. Also seeing some delays. I-40 moving smoothly, though. And if you see anything else that we're not reporting and you feel it's important, we will be glad to share it if you will be a WCHL Road Warrior. To do that, give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, and they also have the best tasting fountain drinks in town. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather presented by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. It is 49 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 48 this morning in Carrboro, also 48 this morning in Hillsboro. A beautiful day ahead, partly sunny, our high today in the upper 70s. Tonight, we're looking at partly cloudy skies with the lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, about 88 degrees, and also very windy late in the day tomorrow. Those winds will continue through tomorrow night with a low tomorrow night about 65. And then on Thursday, another warm day with a high one more time in the upper 80s.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina. Uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
News around town this morning, residents of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Hillsboro are about to get new recycling carts. Blue 95-gallon roll carts, to be exact, replacing the old 18-gallon square bins. The Orange County Solid Waste Management Department will be delivering the new carts to residents from Monday, June 9th through Sunday, June 29th, and they're asking residents to start using the new blue carts on Monday, June 30th. Chick-fil-A at University Mall in Chapel Hill is partnering with Fayetteville Cares to collect care package items for deployed soldiers this Memorial Day Monday. Get a grilled chicken sandwich in exchange for bringing in at least three collectible items, such as protein breakfast bars, packs of tuna fish, chapstick, and individual packages of nuts. Chick-fil-A will also give current soldiers and veterans a free grilled chicken sandwich by showing their military IDs. Celebrate Memorial Day through the care package collection and by purchasing a one-day-only red, white, and blue milkshake at Chick-fil-A, University Mall, Memorial Day, Monday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Today's a mighty big day for baseball at Carolina and right here on WCHL. The seventh-seeded North Carolina baseball team, 32-23 overall, 15-15 in the ACC, will face rival and number 10 seed North Carolina State, 32-22 overall, 13-7 in conference play. It's about time these two rivals got to play. Today, 11 o'clock, the ACC tournament at New Bridge Bank Park in Greensboro. The winner will advance to Pool B alongside number 2 seed Florida State, number 3 Virginia, and number 6 Maryland. WCHL's Matt Oakes previews today's action.
Yeah, the stars aligned, didn't they? Yeah, it's my wife predicted that about 6 weeks ago that we would be playing them, and sure enough, it's the way that it worked out. Keep the streak going, I guess.
It appeared the duel at the DBAP rainout at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park would prevent Carolina and NC State from meeting on the diamond this season. But as fate would have it, the two premier college baseball programs will collide in unfamiliar territory, both needing a victory to turn NCAA tournament aspirations into a stronger reality. Head coach Mike Fox didn't vote for the new ACC tournament format that features an expanded field and play-in games. So perhaps it's fitting his defending champion Tar Heels will be featuring in a morning first pitch against the rival Wolfpack in a tilt that is typically reserved for primetime billing. Coach Fox says Carolina is approaching the game as a must-win scenario for a variety of reasons.
We think we do. I mean, we're going into it under that assumption that, you know, we need to win for several reasons. But one is, you know, obviously to continue on the tournament. But, you know, after that, there's some unknowns there. So that's our approach.
It's unknown whether Wolfpack ace Carlos Rodon will take to the mound against the Tar Heels. Wolfpack head coach Elliot Avent left things up in the air as to who would be his starter, unwilling to give a firm decision on Monday. But Coach Fox and the Tar Heels are under no illusions. They fully expect to see the future major leaguer hurling his fastballs at them at some point Tuesday. Coach Fox just isn't sure when.
Some point. Yes.
Coach Fox confirmed Monday that reliable reliever Riley Hovis would get the call. He'll be making a rare start in place of usual midweek performer Taylor Cherry. Hovis says Coach Fox texted him Monday morning to let him know to be prepared to start in the critical elimination game. Hovis says there's different approaches to starting versus closing, but he's confident in his versatility.
Normally when you're coming in to close, you're coming in a big situation. I mean, at the start of the game, it's just like the game's kind of right there in the balance. You don't really know what's going to happen. But it's a different mindset. But I've done both, so I feel comfortable.
Coach Fox says a number of arms will be ready to roll later in the game if need be, including Carolina sophomore standout Trent Thornton, a normal Friday starter.
You know, I think Trainer will be available. Rice will be available. I think Trent Thornton will be available through 88 pitches. And that was another factor in terms of, you know, maybe if we do get to the end of the game, you know, who might could close for us. Well, he's obviously done that before. So, you know, we've got hopefully with those guys we just mentioned, that'll be enough.
Senior slugger Parks Jordan is trying to impart some of his big game experience on the freshman heading into the postseason, but he says it's important not to put too much pressure on yourself.
Tell everybody, you know, just, you know, you have to have the right mindset for these types of games, and you can't put too much pressure on yourself. You know, you can't, there's a fine line between telling yourself, you know, we need to win this game and we have to win this game. You know, we should go into every game expecting to win, and we should go into every game with the mindset, you know, just to play the way we've taught and the way we've been playing, and things will work out for itself.
Everybody remembers the 18-inning classic in the ACC tournament a year ago in Durham. The marathon was eventually won by Carolina en route to the championship. UNC is 157 and 128 with one tie all-time against NC State, including a 26-22 edge under Coach Fox. The winner of Tuesday's throwdown, broadcast right here on WCHL, will advance to take on Florida State Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in pool play. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's been quite a season for Carolina baseball and for NC State baseball, for that matter. Last year, both teams were in the College World Series. This year, they're both struggling to get into regular ACC tournament play and NCAA tournament beyond that. Again, it's really an unusual situation, too, in that these teams have not played each other this year, and this will be the first time. It's amazing it takes an ACC play-in game to get these two teams facing each other on the baseball diamond. Something definitely wrong there. We'll have game time at 11 o'clock right here on WCHL. And next hour, we're going to talk to Bobby Hunley of UNC Athletics about today's matchup. Seventh-seeded North Carolina women's tennis team, 29-5 of the season, defeated defending national champion Stanford 4-3 on Monday afternoon in the Final Four, and will now play for its first national championship against fifth-seeded UCLA this afternoon at 1. A spot in the finals came down to the singles match on court 1 between the Tar Heels' outstanding top-ranked Jamie Loeb, the freshman, and Stanford's third-ranked senior Christy Ahn. Ahn outlasted Loeb in the opening set, winning in a tiebreak 7-6, but Loeb rolled by Ahn from there on, blanking her in the final two sets, 6-love, 6-love, to clinch the overall match victory for the Tar Heels and send Carolina to its first title match in program history. The doubles point proved crucial yet again for the Tar Heels, as the early 1-0 lead was necessary for a UNC team that dropped 3 singles matches to square proceedings up at 3-3, with a Loeb on match serving as the decider. Number 2 UNC singles player Haley Carter continued her dominant play by dismissing Stanford records. Krista Hardebeck, 6-2-6-1. Carter now sports an impressive 46-6 record, while Loeb's win was her 50th of the season. The freshman duo has propelled the Carolina team to new heights this season, and now they sit on the doorstep of the ultimate prize, a national championship. Again, they take on UCLA this afternoon at 1 o'clock. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Rod Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Win or lose, Tar Heel Tennis is back on top. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The 7th-ranked UNC men's tennis team fell to number 2 Oklahoma in the NCAA quarterfinals in Athens, Georgia. But how Sam Paul's program rebounded from a losing season in 2013, missing the NCAAs for the first time since 1999, was the real story. After reaching the finals of the ACC tournament for the first time since 2007 by upsetting Duke, the Carolina men matched their best-ever NCAA finish by stunning Georgia on its home court. And the UNC women, wow, they play UCLA today for their first national championship after freshman Jamie Loeb led the Lady Tar Heels to a pulsating 4-3 victory over Stanford, also in Athens. The Tar Heels are lucky that Loeb, the All-American from Ossining, New York, chose college tennis instead of turning pro, and for however long they have her, they have reached new heights. Loeb and Haley Carter came back from a 5-2 deficit to win 6 straight games and secure the doubles point going into singles. And with the overall match tied 3-3, the nationally top-ranked Loeb was still on the court in number 1 singles against the Cardinals 3rd-ranked Christy Ahn. After Loeb lost the first set on a 7-6 tiebreaker, it looked bad for Carolina. But Loeb showed why she is indeed the best women's amateur in the country by breaking Ahn in the first game of the second set and going on to win 12 straight games and a 6-love finish for a chance at UNC's first national championship in women's tennis Tuesday at 1 o'clock. The victory was Loeb's 50th of the season. She hoped to lead the 7th-seeded Tar Heels 29-5 to the historic 30th win against the 3rd-seeded Bruins. Both women's coach Brian Kalbas and Sam Paul have had tremendous years, with Kalbas scaling the mountaintop in his 11th season and Paul showing the resolve to turn his 21st Tar Heel men's team back around behind freshman Braden Schnurr and Ronnie Schneider and sophomore Brett Clark, all budding stars who bode well for Tar Heel tennis moving forward. Though only one of the programs was still alive, it was an unprecedented NCAA tournament for both in the same season, one on the verge of a national championship and the other looking like it will be too in the very near future. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the official sponsor of Fountain Drink Season. Celebrate with an ice cold Cruisers Fountain Drink today. Made with 100% filtered water and served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Save at Cruisers Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Briar Creek, and Powell Place all month long with special prices on fountain drink combos. $1.99 with an all beef hot dog or king size candy. $1.49 with a Frito-Lay chip or Mrs. Freshly snack cake. Cruisers. Good to go.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from DSI Comedy Theater. It's half off. $20 worth of tickets available now for $10. Did you know that DSI Comedy has a brand new location at 462 West Franklin Street? DSI has earned a reputation as the best comedy theater in the South with its critically acclaimed performances of improv, sketch, and stand-up comedy. It's half off from DSI Comedy Theater. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. partly sunny today, high today in the upper 70s. We're at 49 right now. It's going to start to warm up here soon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperature tomorrow in the upper 80s, so get ready for the heat. It's also going to be kind of windy tomorrow. Well, Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute on 540 at the 751 exit.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. For helping its customers avoid paying U.S. income taxes, Credit Suisse Bank will settle a criminal complaint with the Justice Department and pay a $2.6 billion penalty. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says the wrongdoing involved
22,000 accounts, and what they really were doing were setting up these sham accounts in Switzerland where there is bank secrecy and allowing, and not just allowing, but fostering, aiding, and abetting these customers to evade taxation.
This was the largest bank to plead guilty in more than two decades. Credit Suisse says it accepts the penalty. As for its top execs,
the regulators made a specific case for not doing that. Brady Dugan is the CEO of Credit Suisse. He will keep his job. The chairman, a Swiss man, will also keep his job.
Jill Schlesinger says the Justice Department action sends this message.
You can't buck the U.S. rules. You can't help people evade taxes. We don't care what your local secrecy rules are. You have to abide by U.S. law.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
49 degrees, expect lots of sunshine today. 732 at WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz. About 1,500 protesters assembled on Bicentennial Mall last night as the Moral Monday movement returned to Raleigh for the short session of the North Carolina General Assembly. WCHL's Danny Hooley was there and filed this report.
We're back!
Moral Mondays may be back, but protesters face new rules of conduct imposed by a long-dormant committee of the General Assembly. Signs held on sticks are now prohibited, as well as singing, clapping, shouting, or playing musical instruments. Last night, protesters seemed aware of the new restrictions. Most of them showed up with smaller handheld signs. Meanwhile, a few Republicans took advantage of the relatively quiet half hour before the rally to mount a very small public opposition. Dallas Woodhouse, the former director of the North Carolina chapter of Americans for Prosperity, is now the president of Carolina Rising, his new conservative advocacy group. He and House Republican Speaker pro tempore Paul Skipstam spoke to a few assembled journalists in front of the legislative building. Here's Woodhouse explaining how, in his view, cutting the number of weeks for unemployment benefits in North Carolina to a national low is, quote, compassionate.
What we now know is when people take a job, whatever job it is, it keeps them from becoming part of the long-term unemployed.
When it was Stam's turn to speak, he was competing unsuccessfully with funky beats coming through a much louder set of PA speakers across the street. After a few opening rallying cries were shouted from the podium to a cheering crowd on Bicentennial Mall, the Moral Monday rally got underway with some musical comedy from the Raging Grannies. In song, they mocked a vague new assembly rule that gives police and staff at the legislative building leeway to eject protesters who may pose, quote, an imminent threat. Here's a sample.
You cut the funding for our public schools, suppress our votes, but we're no fools. The federal courts will stop you yet. So which of us is the imminent threat?
Then things got serious. Dr. Charles Vanderhorst is Associate Chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the UNC Department of Medicine. He decried the 2013 decision by Governor Pat McCrory and the majority in the General Assembly to reject federal dollars for expansion of Medicaid.
This left half a million working, tax-paying North Carolinians whose income falls below the federal poverty level without health insurance. There have been now three published studies showing that an estimated 1,000 to 2,000 North Carolinians will die each year because they lack health insurance.
Durham Public Schools teacher Holly Jordan is one of more than 900 protesters that were arrested at the General Assembly last summer. She began her remarks Monday by telling the crowd she had some good news. The protests seem to have spurred the recent plan to increase teacher pay statewide. Then she said there's the bad news.
McCrory put plans to fund that teacher pay raise by plundering $49 million from the UNC system and $122 million from Health and Human Services. This is an absolutely unacceptable solution.
Reverend William Barber, the leader of the Moral Monday movement, assured the crowd that the NAACP will go to court to challenge the new protest rules. Since there will be no Moral Monday protest on Memorial Day next week, he urged those in attendance to show up next Tuesday at 9 a.m. to visit legislators in their offices. Rather than defying the controversial new assembly rules by making more noise, Barber opted to defy them instead with silence, enhanced by a striking visual.
We're going to do in the NAACP what we call direct action. We want everybody to get a piece of tape in a moment and put it across your mouth so we can show the nation what extremism looks like. We're not complying with that law. We're exposing how crazy it is.
Carrboro Alderperson Damon Siles and former candidate for Orange County Board of Commissioners Mark Markopoulos were spotted in the crowd, both wearing tape over their mouths. Alderperson Sammy Slade was there too, but I-40 traffic caused him to show up late. Instead of filing into the legislative building silently with hundreds of others, Slade stood to the side and watched. He talked to WCHL about the Energy Modernization Act, a pro-fracking bill introduced Thursday in the General Assembly.
Already, they're undermining further a municipality's ability to have any kind of local autonomy. There is a committee that is seeking to ban municipalities' ability to regulate trees in towns and also runoff into water. Environmental issues are being undermined. So, yeah, it's already panning out to be a controversial short session.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Bonnie Hammersley is your new Orange County manager. The selection was announced yesterday afternoon. Her first day on the job will be June 25th. The Board of County Commissioners will officially vote on the hire at a public hearing this Thursday. Hammersley will be available for a meet and greet, which will be open to the public on Friday at the Link Government Services Center on Cameron Street in downtown Hillsborough. Hammersley has served in county government for 26 years, most recently as county administrator for Muskegon County, Michigan. She was the first woman to fill that role beginning in 2009. More than 50 applicants from 15 states showed their interest in the position. The county manager is responsible for the day-to-day operations of Orange County's government. She will report directly to the Board of County Commissioners. Michael Taubert is currently serving as interim county manager. He will retire on June 30th. We'll speak with Board of County Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs this morning at 8 o'clock about Bonnie Hammersley. County commissioners will get their first look at next year's spending plan when the board gets tonight. County manager will present the recommended budget for fiscal year 2014-15. The budget calls for spending $8.5 million out of Orange County's reserve fund to avoid a property tax rate increase. The $195 million plan is 4.2% higher than last year's approved budget, with 49% of the county's general fund going to the two school systems, the Orange County School System and the Chapel Hill Carrboro City School System. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Advocates and some elected officials say the town of Chapel Hill needs to spend more on affordable housing next year. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has this report.
Nearly a dozen housing advocates turned out to last night's public hearing to ask the Chapel Hill Town Council to designate one penny of the current tax rate to support affordable housing. Susan Levy is the executive director of Habitat for Humanity, Orange County.
When those of us who provide and advocate for affordable housing consider the quarter cent on the tax rate that the manager's budget proposes, we can't help but feel its insignificance in meeting the needs of this community. Currently, the town spends less than 1% of its budget to fund affordable housing programs, including running the public housing program. Surely it's time to increase that commitment.
The manager's recommended budget already includes a quarter cent for housing initiatives, which will generate an estimated $188,000. But supporters of the penny plan say that's not enough, and many on the council agree. To get the total dollar amount closer to the goal of $755,000, Councilmember Donna Bell suggested diverting an additional $400,000 initially set aside for paying down the town's post-employment health care liability.
I do not think this is a long-range plan or a sustainable plan currently, but I would like to use those funds in addition to the quarter cent that we currently have budgeted. That would bring us up to about 80% of what we originally wanted. I think that I would feel good about that level of commitment from the council as far as affordable housing this year.
The council will consider the budget proposal in detail at work sessions scheduled for June 2nd and June 4th. Next year's budget will likely be formally adopted June 9th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A pay increase for some of the lower paid employees of the town of Carberry is up for public discussion tonight. Town Manager David Andrews presented the $29.5 million town budget for 2014-15 at the Board of Aldermen meeting last week. The public has an opportunity to offer comments at tonight's meeting at Town Hall. The plan calls for a 2% cost of living wage increase for town workers, as well as an incentive bonus for some of the lowest paid workers based on performance reviews. 740 at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz. Ram Norton is in the WCHL newsroom this morning. Ran, I know that a lot of things going on at chapelboro.com, always like Grand Central Station over there.
That it very much is, and we've got always a lot of great things. The first of which is business after hours at Spicy Nine. Spicy Nine is the newest addition to 140 West, of course. Mm-hmm. Sushi Nine, I think, is in Raleigh, and it's of the same company. So business after hours took place over at Spicy Nine, new addition to the businesses of Chapel Hill. Pretty cool stuff. We've also got our lifestyle sections, our local buzz columns, and in our lifestyle section, there's a new family recipe from Elizabeth Terry Joyner. There's chocolate chip cookies in the picture, so you'll have to check that out and see exactly what that's all about.
If I just look at the picture, will that be unhealthy for me? Will I gain calories just by looking at it?
I don't think so, but okay, I'll do in the that, long then. Run, it might actually hurt just because it's going to lead you to those cookies.
Exactly. They look so good, I won't be able to stay away from
That's
them.
That's right. Make sure to visit our calendar page as well. Lots of great things going on in and around Chapelboro, so you'll want to check those out. Much more available for you on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
And I did get a chance yesterday. You mentioned the photo gallery from the Kennedy Dental Group That's open right. house on Saturday. I looked at that yesterday when I got off the air, and pictures of Sandy and Bette McClamrock, two wonderful people here in Chapel Hill. Sandy, of course, the former mayor of Chapel Hill, a guy who started the radio station all those years ago. It was great to see that, and all those kids having such a good time over there behind us when we were broadcasting on Saturday. So a bunch of nice folks over there.
And speaking of yesterday, I mentioned that California Chrome had to might not be running in the Belmont Stakes for the Triple Crown.
Uh-huh.
Well, the law of the North Carolina Gaming Commission is, or excuse me, the New York Gaming Commission, is that if there's any thing that the horse uses that's not in the rule book already, that it has to ask permission. The trainer and the owner of California Chrome has asked permission and has gotten the okay to go ahead with that. So California Chrome will be running for the Triple Crown on June 7th.
Boy, there's a big shock. You know, they wanted that horse in there because chance of getting the Triple Crown is pretty amazing and doesn't come around very often.
I mean, it's going to be a sellout crowd. There's going to be all kinds of TV crews there and radio crews and media outlets. And, I mean, it's going to be big money for those at the Belmont Stakes.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Hey, we'll talk to you in just a little while here.
All righty.
Rand will have your traffic coming up in just a few minutes. Also, he plans to deliver the clean jug today, just to give you a little advance warning on that. 743 at WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Good morning.
Bring the kids, welcome your neighbors, and leave the work week behind. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join us for Fridays on the Front Porch every Friday starting at 5 p.m. Fridays on the Front Porch provides the perfect atmosphere for kicking back, relaxing, and getting a jump start on the weekend. Enjoy great food, live music, and fun times under the shady oaks and magnolia trees. There's no cover charge or reservations to attend. For more information, visit CarolinaInEvents.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is John Nieder, Cedars member since 2006. Here's what John had to say.
One of the greatest assets that Cedars has are the members. The members have varied backgrounds. They're very interesting. They're very friendly. And we provide support for each other. Also, we socialize with our fellow members at dinner time. And it's great to have dinner with different people, talk about different subjects that they're interested in, that we're interested in. So the socialization that's provided by sharing dinners together is a wonderful feature of CEDARS. Another aspect of CEDARS that we like very much is support. We feel the support is there in case we need it. Just knowing that it's there is very reassuring.
Thanks, John. To learn more about the CEDARS lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
This is Phil Ford of the North Carolina Tar Heels, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. 7:45 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Walter Holt, and yes, I'm a Tar Heel. As a UNC graduate and the father of a daughter who just graduated from UNC on Mother's Day, I also have a namesake who just finished a very successful freshman year at East Carolina University. This message is to all legislators who have convened in Raleigh for the short session. So listen up, Greg Meyer, Valerie Fushi, and Verlinsko. I need your support for ECU. I serve on the ECU Parents Advisory Council and report to the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs, Dr. Virginia Hardy, who is spearheading a 10-year-old campaign seeking approval from the legislature to borrow $156 million to build two student centers on the ECU campus. One center would replace the aging Minden Hall building that was built in 1974 when the pirate undergraduate population was 11,000 students. Minden Hall was there when I ventured to Greenville as a UNC student for Halloween in the 70s. Now Halloween comes to Chapel Hill, and it has outlived its usefulness and size as the ECU campus has swollen to over 27,000 students. If ECU is to continue to serve the residents of North Carolina, ECU must plan for the future, and the future is now. Minden Hall would be repurposed to provide much-needed on-campus parking, dining services, student organization meeting space, an academic resource center, and a multi-purpose theater on the main campus. A smaller new facility would be built on the burgeoning Health Sciences campus that serves the campus enclave of the ECU student body and all of eastern North Carolina with its exceptional medical facilities, offering some of the same Minden Hall amenities plus a recreational facility and a student wellness clinic. Debt service would be supplemented by a $425 per person student fee phased in over a three-year period starting in 2015, together with a percentage of gross sales receipts from campus food service, bookstore sales, and paid parking receipts. It is an ambitious and yet very manageable financial model. All ECU wants is the legislature's approval to move forward and issue the bonds to finance the $156 million project. It won't cost the state of North Carolina a penny. That's why I made a personal appearance before the UNC Board of Governors this spring to garner support and gain their approval. I'm happy to say that the ECU project passed with only one dissenting vote. More than 2% of the ECU students hail from Orange and Durham County, not to mention those from Chatham and Wake County. As we witnessed recently, a 2% margin is just enough to win an election and or avoid a runoff. Add that 2% student constituent to their parents' ballot, well, you can do the math about the voting populace who will support you if you support East Carolina. So Greg, Valerie, Verla, it's time to do the right thing and do things right when it comes to ECU. Vote yes to support ECU to borrow the money it needs to serve its students and all of the residents of North Carolina. This is Walter Holt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Princess Streeter. The 2014 ACC Baseball Tournament is underway today at Newbridge Bank Park in Greensboro. We hit the streets to find out how many of you believe the Diamond Heels can reclaim this problematic season and bring another championship back to Chapel Hill.
Deanna Laris, Chapel Hill. Maybe the semis. Maybe.
My name is Gregory Austin, Chapel Hill. To the championship like they always do. I just hope they make it this time.
Bruce Chapel. Chapel Hill has been home for about 40 years now. I think if they pick their hitting up a little bit, and they seem to be, Thornton's a great pitcher. They get a little bit better pitching. I think they have an outside shot at making and maybe coming in third or fourth in the tournament. I don't see them beating Virginia or Miami or Florida State. I think those are three top teams.
Will Carolina baseball even make it far enough in the tournament to contend for the championship title?
Sammy Horn, Burlington, North Carolina. I hope they go a long way in the ACC tournament. I know their season hasn't gone as well as in the past, but I think they'll do fine in the tournament. I'm pulling for them.
Stuart Hoyle. I've lived in here 12 or
13 years this time. Well, I hope they go as far as they went for a number of years, but we'll see. They're not as good as they were last year or the year before, but they're still very good. So I'm there Friday, without a doubt.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This is Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. To prevent skin cancer, we urge you to protect yourself from the sun by seeking shade, covering up, and wearing sunscreen. When caught early, skin cancer is highly treatable, so early detection and regular screening is critical. If you're concerned by a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center, 919-401-1994, or visit us online at centralderm.net. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full.
Thank you very much, Ron. We've had a pretty good start to the day so far. No accidents being reported, and just delays on 15501 as we usually see. Really between NC86, that's Columbia, all the way up to Garrett Road, through the I-40 interchange, through the NC54 interchange as well. So be on the lookout as you travel there. Just minor to moderate delays. We do have an accident that just popped up at Fayetteville Road. This is on I-40. Looks like it is in the, actually not showing which direction. It looks like it's actually on Fayetteville Road now with a little more look there. So not causing problems on I-40, but if you're exiting onto Fayetteville Road, it's right at the intersection of Herndon Road. So be on the lookout for that. I-40 heading westbound, seeing minor to moderate delays between NC-55 all the way back to just about the Miami Boulevard area, Page Road, maybe that area as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is now open. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Really nice. It is 49 degrees. Going to start warming up here soon. Partly sunny today. High today in the upper 70s. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow partly sunny. Just a slight chance of showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow in the upper 80s. About 10 degrees warmer tomorrow. It will be a little bit breezy, so it'll be nice to have the breeze to cool things off a little bit. But look for warmer temperatures tomorrow. This cool weather couldn't last very long. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, 7:53 at WCHL. Rand Northam is here this morning with the joke of the day. And the word of the day is coming up right now with Dr. Pond. Wayne, how are you this morning, sir?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Good morning. What's with bagel as the word of the day?
Wow, Wayne was up early this morning.
Yeah, you were, man. And he actually was paying attention, too.
That's right.
Yeah, we talked about how Carolina's outstanding freshman, Jamie Loeb, bageled her opponent yesterday in the final two sets.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Well, I think we ought to let it just go at that, man. I mean, that works for me.
Yeah.
Bagel. So define to bagel.
To bagel would be to win the set without giving up a set victory at all. So it would be a shutout or a nil or a bagel.
In other words, she shut her out in the last two sets.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
What does that have to do with breakfast food?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's just the fact that it's
they say
a zero.
They say you put a donut on the board or let's see, what are some other things that they say? So.
All right. Hold on. MD is giving me the large zero. So, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why I majored in English, not math, guys.
Yeah. Well, hey, we'll go with that for the word of the day if you want to. In that context, A little bit different than a usual bagel definition.
In that case, I will save this morning's spectacular entry in the entomological sweepstakes and give it to you tomorrow. So, Ram, it would be B-A-G-E-L, right?
That is correct.
And I have to admit, I've never heard that term before today, but I don't follow tennis as closely as Matt Oakes does, or perhaps some other people. So I've never heard that before.
All right. Well, let it rest then in the great book of words and life. So there it is.
All right, buddy.
Bagel. All right.
Thank you.
Well, I enjoyed that. A little vacation. Yeah. Even while I'm working so hard here.
You needed one because you haven't taken any time off recently.
Yeah, really.
All right, now rant on the Stutz bandwagon.
We try to make it as easy on you as possible. We don't want you to strain yourself.
Okay, well, I don't care what anybody says. I've enjoyed our little moment together here. Mm-hmm. So I will talk to you in the morning. Be a good boy.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Wayne Pond with the Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Hey Rand, why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Next hour, we'll have an opportunity for you to call in and tell me the Word of the Day. Spell it, define it. And you have to give us that particular definition, that particular context. Use that word, bagel, in that context, not
exactly.
The breakfast concept,
right.
Context. And you can be a winner. $10 gift card to Cruisers. 7:56 at WCHL. Time now for the clean joke. And Rand Northam is here. Lauren Stafford has the morning off. She's out running around doing all kinds of crazy things.
That's right.
Maybe getting bagels. I don't know.
South Africans do.
But what kind of joke do you have for us?
Well, I was going to do two jokes, but we're coming up on the top of the hour, so I'm going to make it a little shorter.
Good idea.
a teacher says, "Now, Sam, tell me frankly, do you say prayers before eating?" Sam says, "No, sir. I don't have to. My mom is a good cook."
Smart kid and lucky kid,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's right. Should probably tell his mom that, too.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was short. 7:57 at WCHL, 49 degrees, lots of sunshine today.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is celebrating Memorial Day all month long. While we realize affordability is of paramount importance, we also know very well that reputation is even more important. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Eric had to say about his performance experience.
The staff were extremely helpful and more than willing to go the extra mile to help us in any way. They communicated regularly with us to ensure that they were doing everything they could to make our experience the best possible. Overall, a wonderful experience.
Now that's a wow. Everyone saves during our Memorial Day all month long event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Check out the Memorial Day Road Trip Special that includes an oil change, car wash, and 27-point inspection for a wow value. That's the performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Do you want to know the most affordable secret for anti-aging? Sunscreen. Daily use of sunscreen will help prevent photoaging such as wrinkles, broken blood vessels, and brown spots, as well as skin cancers associated with sun exposure. Carolina MediSpa carries several different options depending on your needs and skin type. Everyone should be using a sunscreen that is SPF 30 or higher with broad-spectrum UVA and UVB protection every day. Stop by Carolina MediSpa today for a sample of a sunscreen that's right for you. All sunscreens are 20% off in April and May.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off, $20 of delicious food and drinks, available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is the Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Breadman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Breadman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, 49 degrees, partly sunny today, high today about 77 or 78 degrees. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 50s, and then tomorrow a little bit warmer. Tomorrow's high about 88.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha
off for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carbaryl's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
A bank's secret accounts.
No bank is too big to jail.
New threat from Nigerian militants.
They intend to kidnap many more schoolgirls down the line.
California community targets bullies.
Enough is enough, and bullying is no longer accepted in this city.